All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, here we are at the puppet show.
Ooh, how delightful. The Punch and Judy Gallery, yes.
So here we have a bunch of puppety oddities that are going about their business.
Their antics.
On hands and freestanding, both kinds. And here's a sniper rifle.
Oh, no, Gary. Yeah. Gary.
And I know you don't have any particular feelings about these puppets, but I want you to decide which one you'd like God to sort out.
Okay. Is there anything I should know? I mean, these are all just a bunch of really colorful weirdos we got.
Yeah. This is Gufor. He enjoys smiling.
Okay.
And he's a candy enthusiast.
Aren't we all?
This is Sally Saddlebag. She's a horse. Dreams of someday being a unicorn.
Okay.
Over here we got Silly Billy. Silly Billy. He's a tax evader, and he voted for Trump twice using fraud.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, new information has come to light. I think Silly Billy got to go. Not because of the
hand puppet.
Not because of the Trump hand. What?
Tax evasion.
Yeah, the
tax. You're a good citizen, Silly Billy.
Yeah, come on, pull your weight, buddy.
On which puppet you kill, this is the implied part. These will correspond to games because a lot of games star puppets.
They do. Okay, so let me rack this cartridge, and all right, yeah. Oh, one shot, one kill.
Oh,
Semper Fi.
Right in his hand.
Hand.
The old stick special.
You keep on saying hand. Like there's a... Wait, what? I shot him in the head.
Well, you shot the puppet in the head. It's a hand puppet. So the actor...
Actor, wait. What?
Yeah. Puppets ain't real.
Oh, no!
You had to find out someday. God, we struggled to come up with something to randomize for this. That was so fucking hard, and none of them were good. I hate us.
What game are we playing, Gary?
This is Tweenies Game Time. I just thought it was time to learn about Tweenies. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, the podcast where we try to get through just a single fucking intro without making a guppy reference. I think that is commentary on the other intros people have provided me, because the guppy audience is incredibly...
Oh, yeah.
Rabid.
Yeah, they really like breaking the firewall, which they know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But this is a Gary jam. Hey Gary, what's a tweenie?
You know, I didn't know until earlier today, really. I just was looking up games based on TV shows.
Okay.
As I do. And I saw the phrase Tweenies Game Time. And I went to the Wikipedia for it, and I want to ask you if this isn't the most fuppet ass sentence you've ever heard.
Okay.
You ready? Tweenies Game Time is the first video game based on the popular TV series Tweenies. The game catches the beliefs of young kids with its choice of participating activities. Led by Milo, Jake, Fizz, and Bella, young players get to discover the identical impression of fun and associating as in a brilliant BBC TV series.
Have we ruled out that's just how people over there talk when we're not looking?
I read that sentence. I was like, something's weird here. Yeah. Something's going on. And then I looked it up, and I found out that the Tweenies where they're like a British preschool show, and I was like, oh, I bet you there's some lore here that we can take care of. And that was basically the end of it. But I, same thing with the intro. I'm basically under the gun. I'm a dead man walking. I'm just eating hamburgers.
That's from the dollar store. Like,
I can't get, having a hard time thinking of something.
Can't get my hands around either end of this.
Yeah. I just don't know what to do. Yeah.
So, I mean, the tweenies are, like we said, colorful dipshits. I think that these are, are they puppets or are they people in suits?
Oh, they're people in like puppety suits.
Okay. So
everyone is a person in a suit in this, because the tweenies are run by two adults and two dogs, both of which are also people in suits.
And one of which is the options. So I thought, you start out by picking your character, and I was like, oh, I'm going to play the old guy. You know, there's like the four dipshits.
Yeah, I'm options.
I didn't even hear him say it.
To say hi to me.
I didn't even see it was options. I was like, I want to play the mayor of this town.
I like to manage these tweenies.
So I picked him thinking I was going to be playing these games as the old guy, as opposed to the energetic boy, the non-energetic boy, the energetic girl, or the non-energetic girl.
Yes, you know? Introvert and extrovert in both genders are represented by the tweenies, both of those genders.
Yes. Yeah.
The tweenies aren't on the spectrum. I understand. Nobody yell at me. You choose who you play, and you choose, this is, you know, for a while we had ruled out edutainment games.
Right.
That were for preschoolers, but I figured the cross-cultural element of this, and then the more I read the Wikipedia, so I also wanted to play the old guy and found out who he was. I found out that the people who created Tweenie also created something called Finger Mouse.
Oh no!
And Neil Scanlan Studios made animatronic Tweenie heads.
Who's Neil Scanlan?
I don't know.
Okay. What did you say?
He's the guy who did Babe and Star Wars.
Huh.
And then he made Tweenie animatronic heads. And I was like, man, fucking Tweenies.
I don't care for that.
I was very fascinated by the tweenies. And when I looked up tweenie animatronic heads in videos, I got a bunch of videos from Halloween Express, which, you know, and haunted props and stuff. Goliath actor animatronic from haunted props, things like that.
Yeah. Huh. It made the animatronic heads. Oh, this was replaced by Bob the Builder at a theme park. Oh, well. Yeah.
I figured, you know, these kids would give us something. It's pretty simple though. I don't want to brag, but after, you know, many attempts, I finally beat this game.
We were expected to beat the game. Okay.
Yeah, the thrill of one-on-one combat, the duel, like, mm-hmm. I love getting my blood pumped on every time I made an attempt on these mini games.
The run up to the final encounter really gave me a chance.
Yes.
Really gave me a chance to think about and consider what it meant to be tested to see if I was the best, you know?
And to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, and to count. To match colors.
And to remember four button presses in a row.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Undeniably the most challenging of the games. in like a way that says nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no challenge to it, but it's like I was just kind of surprised, like, oh, absolute slow motion Parappa the Rappa happens. It's not just like, it's like there's literally a match game that has three cards.
Everybody put away your circles of paper. We're gonna play musical chairs.
Okay.
Oh god. Milo Fizz, Jake and Bella. The games in this are really simple. The slowest non-combat Star Fox clone you've ever played.
Yes.
Don't run into the psychedelic, just like solids that we see up here. Don't run into the graphics test polygons. Run into the instruments and hit all the instruments, and then you win.
It's like gathering a band, like in Final Fantasy VIII, and then you get to hear them all play.
Yeah. It's gathering or play tic-tac-toe against possibly the dumbest AI I have ever seen.
It is trying to lose the AI, like trying to lose, and it is very difficult.
Yes.
And you get little cutscenes as well. You can go on YouTube and watch a compilation of just the cinematics from this.
And it's just one of these dipshits like flying on a plane. It's the grainiest possible FMV footage too. Yes. And like, there's no dialogue or anything. It's just whoever you picked going, wee.
just having a good one. And then I was like, I don't know what the Tweenies are. So I booted up YouTube and I'm watched, you know, there's an hour long thing called Tweenies Jungle Adventure. So I got to see the Tweenies in motion.
Okay.
And they're fucking terrifying.
All right. Okay. I didn't do this.
I find them really scary to look at in like a Janice from the Muppets section. Oh. And then the dogs, which are clearly people bending over, running around, are also really uncanny. Like everything about it is uncanny and weird.
Tweenies Jungle Adventure. Let me pull this up. Yeah, I didn't expect it to be a pleasant thing to see.
It's not. They're really, I don't like them.
No. Their clothes are way too baggy.
It's like a curse. It's like they've all put on the mask or something.
They went into the wrong haunted mansion.
Yes. The Tweenies, I watched the first 5 minutes of this. The girl Tweenies are talking about fashion. The boy Tweenies are doing a fun game where one of them dresses up as an animal and tries to get the other one to guess what the animal is.
Okay.
And they're doing it. And he doesn't get it. And then they cut away and they come back and the other guy's wearing a monkey mask. Like, it keeps going.
Okay.
It's very funny.
For being a jungle adventure, what's the, you've seen this, but I'm going to ask you, how long do you think it takes them in this hour long special to get to the jungle?
Oh, I didn't get there in my while. I couldn't watch it that long.
It's 15 minutes. They do the first whole quarter of this in their usual set, I imagine.
Are they taken there by a djinn? There's a guy with baggy pants and pointy shoes who's dancing before they go to the jungle.
I don't know that it's doing. I don't know that he's a djinn or a genie. He's doing hip hop dances. Like it's kind of like he's doing. It's kind of like he's doing like an MC Hammer kind of thing.
They're singing about going to the jungle, and then he wiggles his legs. This is how they're going to the jungle.
Yeah, they are
through dance magic.
They are whisked there. People need to solve more problems with dance magic.
It's very, very rarely utilized in today's society. It's really weird at the end too, where they're like forced to eat this monkey stew. Mm-hmm. It like basically becomes this colonialist Rudyard Kipling nightmare in the jungle. They actually meet other animals. It's like Care Bear Cousins shit.
Yeah, no, it's all, hey, Gary, I'm going to ask you to go to time code. Let's go 50 minutes and like 37 seconds.
Okay.
Take a look at this dinosaur and the N64 1996 era texture that he has on a physical thing. Yeah.
Real life.
Yeah, they got a dinosaur playing a saxophone like they're having a music competition, and this dinosaur. It's like they picked up some carpet remnants at Joanne Fabric.
let's get some skyboxes from one of the 90s PlayStation Spec Ops games where you go to Vietnam. It's very scary.
Yeah.
And Army, this is not appreciably scarier than Zoobly Zoo. Like, I recognize that.
It's like a less surreal HR Puffin stuff.
HR Puffin stuff. It's very much the puppety oddities of HR Puffin stuff.
Yeah, HR Puffin stuff had actual kids though interacting with some of the creatures from the altered state of Drugsachusetts. But
yes, this is just the altered states of Drugsachusetts hanging out.
Just getting in both barrels uncut.
I was also thinking about how tweeny is a really unsavory phrase. It makes me think of preemies. Have I talked about preemies on this show?
I mean, you mean children who are born prematurely and thus have a much it's pretty, you know, doubtful whether they're going to live. And oftentimes, yes, like if they're super premature, they'll be have development slowed. They'll be kind of scrawny.
Yes.
And that's all I know about preemies.
Scary. Like, doesn't it sound like if someone were like let's say Chris, mm-hmm, kicks in the door and just looks at you wide-eyed and goes, the preemies are coming. Like, wouldn't you be scared as shitless?
kind of, yeah. I mean, like, it has the cadence or the semiotics or one of the other words we overuse of a slur a little bit.
Yeah. Like, if you say, like, look at that preemie over there, like, it's not a nice thing you've said about somebody.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's it's just kind of a thing. Also, you don't hear, I don't hear it in the wild anymore, really.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me think of the babies from Demon Souls, like the 5-5-3 babies.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like here come a bunch of preemies and they're just like dragging themselves around the.
Yeah. Those, those pitiful beings. There's something especially, kind of like, distasteful about this too, because there was a controversy. So they made an episode in 2001 that was a spoof of the show Top of the Pops. And they included in this a tweeny version of noted, notorious serial child molester Jimmy Savile, you know,
sure,
that guy, you know, just a beloved, mm-hmm, childhood entertainer who was just one of the most monstrous humans to ever live. Yeah. So they included this and it was taken out of circulation, but then they aired it again in 2013 after all this stuff kind of came to light.
I gotta ride this wave.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So they aired this and people were like really pretty upset. Because this guy totally traumatized hundreds of underage boys and girls.
Oof. It seems like they shouldn't have done that.
It seems like that would have been caught to me.
Yeah. I'm glad you found that as well, because I really, when I first went to this, my best case scenario was just having like a huge controversy section. You know, there's like many pages of just like, you know, the different rakes the tweenies have stepped on.
they did have that one episode where they went to the flashing lights factory and talked about
where they fight, where they fought Porygon.
Yep.
You know, tweenies versus Porygon.
Yeah. It was it was real intentional. They're like, check this out, kids.
It's incredibly weird that Milo got so into race science as well.
He was like really, gigantic calibers, because these suits have huge heads.
Yeah. Well, and that's how you can tell that they have proper breeding. You know?
Yep. Oh my God. Gross. Yeah.
Nasty. Finger mouse.
Stop saying that.
Right? It's not good.
It makes me so finger angry. Mouse. Tweenies.
Tweenies. Finger mouse. Tweenies. Like, all of it. I mean, yes, we are very sensitive. Uh-huh. It just sounds disgusting, though, to me. Everything about it.
Oh, here's a thing that I love. Again, this is just me learning about something that I know nothing about. When it came to America, to air on Noggin, the kind of educational Nickelodeon network, they did an American dub.
Yeah. Well, the first part of this game, like I like the English accent. I couldn't, mm-hmm, understand what anyone was saying for quite a while.
Oh no.
This
no.
game. I was like, this isn't in English.
They sound like Pokemon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I can't abide a tweenie.
The show includes a tweenie clock, which has five circular lights arranged in a pentagon, and they go through news time, messy time.
Okay.
Song time, telly time, and story time.
Mm.
I don't like messy time with the tweenies. Or at all.
A ghastly
like, one of these looking at me and be like, it's messy time, like, is horrible.
Why are you getting out a tarp?
Yeah, what is happening at messy time with the tweenies?
Why is there a bunch of the copies of the style section on the floor? Is that Huey Lewis in the news?
Just the tweenies exchanging their very brightly colored business cards.
They've got to go.
Ooh, it's a cerulean blue.
Yeah, they've got to go return some tapes.
Yes, there is something spooky about them in general.
Yeah,
their song, yeah. Their biggest hit was called "Have Fun Go Mad." there's just something I find very unsavory about the tweenies.
Yeah, have fun go mad. I understand different words have different valences. That is incredibly sinister.
Yeah. Used in the soundtracks of The Day Trippers, Dunstan Checks In, The Ultimate Disaster Movie, and Sliding Doors. Where's the show been Sliding Doors?
There has to be a scene where a kid is just like watching a kid show.
Watching in the background.
Yeah.
Has to be. Yeah. One of the things about this that made me, I was thinking about the tweenies as well. I've been thinking about the tweenies, you know, about doing this episode, is I respect the Teletubbies more for not having any nods to being a person or anything.
Yeah.
Like the fact that these guys, they live in an orphanage taken care of by other tweenies.
Mm-hmm.
Like it maps on to real life too much.
Yes.
As opposed to the Teletubbies, which are just a confusing like fever dream.
Yes. The Teletubbies, they live in a field, they eat custard and they worship the sun.
Yeah, it's done. Did yep. it? Or the bananas and pajamas?
Yes.
You know, like those things are real, you know, real scary and surreal as well. Yeah. This is definitely unsavory, but it's a little tamer than I wanted it to be.
Yeah, yeah. God.
They are scary looking though. God, they're ugly.
Bella, as the oldest and tallest of the tweenies, she is sometimes bossy, although she tries to deny this and likes her own way. Bella,
they're so ugly. They're so scary. They look like pinheads. Like circus pinheads.
These are the Cenobites.
Yeah, these. Oh, we have such messy sights to show you.
you have solved the tweenie clock.
Yeah, well, we did solve the tweenie puzzle. The tweenie puzzle is just like, you know, find the circle. Yeah. And then you do it and a Cenobite comes out. Like if Cenobites really wanted to take over, they would really lower the difficulty.
They really would. Puzzles. Yeah. No, you know? It's a, you know, they if they have such sights, they should want more people to see them, you know?
Yeah. Stop hide your light under a bushel.
Stop Cenobites. Being so fucking elitist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cenobites. Come on.
Just create Wordle. My Cenobite Wordle.
Yeah. Create something that's almost impossible to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, a very easy game.
Yes.
Yeah. I wish I came with more to bring to the party mm-hmm. with this because I did bring it. But it, like I said, I'm under the gun, dead man walking over here. I was having a hard time coming up with something.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that I would have more, so I went to on some show I mentioned that Chris and I were planning to go to the Henry Ford Innovation Museum.
Museum of Race Science.
Had a lot of those gigantic calipers that the
yeah, the world's biggest calipers.
Yeah. Calipers.
Like, I love the idea of racists just being into calipers. Like I just think they're neat. Like they don't even do phrenology anymore. They're just
Yeah, yeah.
Anywho, please continue. I know it's not about Henry Ford's
actual
controversial
beliefs. The closest way that they like address that, they have a whole civil rights section. And like there's genuinely cool stuff. There's like the bus that Rosa Parks there's the Rosa Parks bus, like fully assembled there and like restored, and you get to like go in and, you know, like walk in it and see. There's there's the chair that Lincoln was shot in.
Ooh,
yeah. And like the thing that actually
did you manage to snag any Lincoln DNA?
No, it was in a glass case. So we're gonna have to do something else.
Something else for the clone.
There is the pillow, the pillow that he died on is still Ooh. On display. It's not there. That is elsewhere. Oh. I forget where that is, but I've seen that.
So the Museum of Pillows.
Yeah, it's one of the famous pillow museums. Some of the more famous pillows.
Yeah, mostly where people died.
Yeah. The thing that gave me goosebumps was they had a bunch of the presidential limos, including the limo that JFK was shot in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And it's super weird, like standing right there and like me, I'm like, oh yeah, like just yes, physically, I am standing right next to the place that it happened, not at Dealey Plaza, obviously, but it really kind of hit me, which was, you know, that's a rare feeling, right? I was also surprised they didn't stop using it, Gary.
Oh, the limo?
Yeah.
They didn't get retired?
Yeah, they kept it in circulation. If you're like Gerald Ford, they added a roof to it.
what a kick in the dick to Gerald Ford.
Yeah. But it was like, yeah, no, here's this limo. Like, you couldn't pay me if I was president. You could not pay me to get into that thing. Come the fuck on.
Yeah. Have we, in JFK conspiracies, have we ruled out the fact that it might be the limo?
the limo just made his head do that?
Yeah. Or like, yeah, the limo's like a cursed limo, or the limo like loves bullets or something.
Oh, it's like a Christine kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Like Maximum Overdrive. But for presidential shootings.
Yeah, it's from a limo 8. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I did not know that they had that there.
Yeah. And there was other cool stuff. Like I was real disappointed. The main reason that I went there, I wanted to go into Buckminster Fuller's Dymaxion House. You know,
yeah,
the mass produced house is like, you know, just made to be super efficient. It's round. It looks like a UFO. It's great. Can't go in because of COVID guidelines. Yeah.
Damn.
So I got to like look in from the outside, which is still cool. Like it looks real cool from the outside. It's like a what if Airstream made a whole house kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. His whole thing was designing houses that nobody wanted to live in.
Yeah, I love it.
The geodesic dome guy. Mm-hmm. And those are more efficient than real houses, but nobody likes them.
Oh yeah. Cause they're round. Also about the Dymaxion house, the walls don't go up to the ceiling because it's all kind of affixed to a central mast. So no privacy. It's like living in a yurt.
Oh, well now it sounds awful. Like now, no wonder. Buckminster, you fucking idiot. Buckminster emptier. Like, you know, people
doesn't you know,
people
seem so
at my ding dong
doesn't seem so fuller to me. Or just you can get, like there's no privacy. You can like the walls don't go all the way up so you can hear everything. Yeah
like you it's well you this house is very efficient but you can't take a shit in it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you before that happened to me where when I went to Alaska as a teen with recently I was talking about my liar friend. Uh-huh. I went with my liar friend and his mom, and we were in a cabin where the bathroom walls didn't go to the ceiling.
Ooh.
And I had to take a shit, and it was, you know, it was a rough and rowdy boy. And his mom made me feel really bad about it because she was not super good.
Wait a minute.
Like afterwards, she's like, maybe next time tell us when you're going to do that so we can leave.
Oh no. And I was just, that's passive aggressive.
Like, it was awful. Like I'm like 14 and I'm like, well, I guess I'll just go kill myself of embarrassment now, you horrible witch.
Yeah.
Like,
uncalled for. That is that is dirty pool right there.
Super dirty pool. Like nowadays, like let's say like you and I are in one of those cabins, mm-hmm. right? You can expect you and I as middle-aged men to have the self-awareness to be like, listen, like this is going to bring a lot of noise to the party. You want to throw in some earbuds?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go take a walk or something?
No,
do it not just for the other person leaving, but you do it for the person who's performing the deed as well, because we understand that, you know, the person who shoots the shot is also a victim. Bringing us back to Dealey Plaza. Where
sympathy for... on that chilly November day.
That great November morn. You know, somebody else was also very hurt by that, who we don't talk about very often.
You mean that senator? Yeah.
Nope. You're getting closer though.
yeah, no, I just like we've developed a vocabulary for that too. Like one of us would just get up from watching the food network in the hotel and just be like, "Hey, Froggy," you know, and we know what that means. Don't listen too closely. Yeah,
like your instincts might be to put a mason jar up against the bathroom door for treats
because I'm curious.
Yeah, because you want to know what it's like when somebody else, you know, when doves cry, and it's a don't do it this time though.
Yeah, yeah, it's a you're not you know what, you're not going to find anything you like. Don't go chasing these particular waterfalls, my friend.
Yeah, bad waterfalls.
Sorry. Like,
no good.
Yeah.
Did I talk to you about this or just Will about doing a shadow run to get the guy who shot John Lennon out of jail?
No, that must have been a Will thing. Okay, so
don't you think he's learned his lesson?
I'm generally against, you know, like why are we keeping him in there? Do we think he's gonna finish the job and go after Ringo? Like what?
Yeah, time is gonna finish the job. Yeah. Like we're rapidly running out of Beatles.
Yeah.
Like at an amazing rate.
Yeah.
You know?
We're gonna run out of Beatles before we run out of World War II vets. I mean.
Yeah, like 100%.
Yeah.
So like what is the it's been so long. I don't know.
You know, it's kind of like what's his name, Hinckley, right? Like,
yeah,
Hinckley got out, and
he's great. Like, did you see the tweet where he wrote all the bands he likes, and someone was like, "Is there a reason there are no women on your list?" And then on Twitter, and someone was like, "Are you trying to fucking cancel John Hinckley?" It's just like one of the most absurd internet things I've ever seen.
God damn it. Oh, somebody trying to bring that heat against John Hinckley? Come on, dude.
They didn't know who he was. Like someone retweeted him because it was John Hinckley, and then somebody didn't, you know, just decided to, you know, it's just incredible.
Just gonna crack my knuckles.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'll think about what I did.
Well, I mean,
I'm John Hinckley.
I mean, it's also like a little bit like, okay, so if you're going to try and cancel John Hinckley, like, you know, even if like, yeah, haha, he tried to shoot Reagan. Reagan was a monster, et cetera, whatever. Right. Yeah. Like even if you're not going to go in for that, however sincere people are when they do that, like, you know, hey, John, how old was Jodie Foster, bud?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That would be a better avenue.
Yeah.
But there is a way that you can get punished enough to where you become uncancelable.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's very rare, and it's shooting Reagan. Like it's hard to think of very many other things you could do that would just make you like, yeah, like what are you going to do to me?
Yeah.
You know, I saw a comedian once, and it was during the Trump presidency, and they were just like, yeah, John Hinckley, you know, shot Reagan and pressed Jodie Foster. Do you think that there's any woman in America who would not suck your dick if you shot Trump? Like you could impress every woman in the country all at once, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's weird that there aren't more motivated things like that.
We have to throw in Minecraft. On the end of that.
Yeah. Swim.
Right. Yeah. No. So Mark David Chapman, is he still in? So he got 20 years to life. Is he still in jail?
Well, I think he's still in jail.
I think he might still be in jail. So in 2022, Chapman's 12th parole hearing is scheduled for August.
I will be there.
I will put in a good word. Like, yeah. He just, you know, fandom cuts weird. You know, he just got a little bit too into it, like into J.D. Salinger, you know?
Yeah.
So
this is before we all, you know, and now, like, let's say if you wanted to come and get Mark David Chapman out, you'd be like, well, John Lennon beat his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And J.D. Salinger did Catch in the Rye. Which is, you know, a book for toxic dudes.
Yeah, a book for toxic dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. You may as well like, you know, David Foster Wallace or
what are you going to do?
You know,
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just like even owning a copy of this beloved work of American literature is an indictment of your character. Adjust,
like, that's a red flag.
Uh-oh.
More of a red flag than shooting, you know?
God, just what a man. I don't know. Like, you want to be real careful how you complain about that, because, you know, somebody could hear it and it gets a little, you know, it might come across the wrong way. But what a ridiculous culture we have on Twitter. Like,
yeah, it's super silly. I don't know if people listening to this are putting this with the appropriate flippantness.
Yeah.
But there's flippantness to this. if we get an impassioned like at that is about like, I can't believe you're going to bat for Mark David Chapman.
Yeah.
You know, who is a murderer and murderers are bad. Mm-hmm. I would like to let everyone know that I know that murderers are bad.
Yes.
In advance.
I'd rather people not be killed.
Yeah. Yes. In a general sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just gonna throw that one out there. Also, I know nothing else about him. I'm only familiar with his greatest hits.
His greatest hit.
I don't appreciate Mark David Chapman's entire catalog, let's say.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's awesome. It's like how I'm a big fan of John Wilkes Booth as an actor.
That's one of those things. It's weird to think that he was already a celebrity when that happened. Yeah.
Really hat on a hat. Stovepipe hat on a stovepipe hat.
Yeah.
This is shifting gears rapidly.
Okay.
But it is something else I was thinking about recently. Is me and the band, we goof about lyrics and stuff.
Of course.
When was the last time you took a real serious look at the lyrics of Enter Sandman by Metallica?
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. I mean,
they're very funny.
Don't forget to include everyone in your prayers, my son.
the to include anyone is one of the funniest lines that's ever been growled.
Like, say your prayers, my son. Don't forget to include everyone. I tuck you in, one within. And free from sin. And like, also, like, you know, you could just do one of those really annoying things and like make like a lullaby version of this, or, you know, change it to major key and, you know, give it some
folk.
Yeah. And like, it's there's nothing menacing about it aside from the delivery, right?
It's that, and it's some of the most transparent rhyming dictionary bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, something's wrong, shut the light, heavy thoughts tonight, and they aren't of Snow White.
Yeah, dreams of war.
You can tell things are going well when you just dreaming about Snow White night after night.
Yeah, dreams of war, dreams of liars, dreams of dragon's fire, and of things that will bite.
And like, things that will bite. It is so dorky. And then even the chorus, which is exit light, enter night.
Yeah.
Like, it's very direct.
I mean, it's about a man who wants you to fall asleep, and he's here to help that happen.
Yeah. It's actually quite pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, you might have some bad dreams.
Yeah, you know what? But they're just dreams, you know? That's the thing. Yeah. You're always going to wake up.
It's real silly.
Just wake up. Everybody's around you. We need you to wake up. Please, wake up.
If you're sleeping now, wake up.
Wake up.
Mm-hmm. Makeup. This was brought on by yesterday. I was thinking about Metallica. I'm just reassociating at this point, but
okay, yeah.
Pocket fell off of the couch and I said, "Where's your crown, King Nothing?" And I think it's a very funny thing to say to a cat. It falls off something. And then it just got, when I went down a Metallica hole.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. And never mind that noise you heard. It's just the beast under your bed, in your closet, in your head.
In your head. Yeah. Very funny.
That just makes me think of, All right. So growing up, got a lot of clothes at the Kohl's, the Kohl's department store, right?
Sure.
Kohl's. You've been to a Kohl's. The men's dressing room that was up next to the boys area. It wasn't like, you know, just there were multiple dressing rooms. So there was the one. The stall that was nearest the front, which is where I always went, it had a little poem etched into the door for the entire time that I was going into it.
Like graffiti etched or?
Yes. No. It was, it's kind of like how they're like Bible verses inside of Chick-fil-A.
Somebody died there.
it was an epitaph. He was still in there. Yeah. They buried him under. They jackhammered up the concrete floor.
They now have that changing room at the Ford Museum.
Yeah. But just like somebody decided to write this prodigal ink, prodigal lead, mental instabilities plague your head. And
oh my God.
And I was like, I just said to memorize that because I was like, what in the, just even as a little kid, I'm like, that's it's weird. And then once I started, Googling lyrics or whatever to identify songs, I was like, I wonder if that is anything. Cause that would probably sounds like a, like a Tool lyric or whatever.
Yeah. Like suicidal tendencies or something.
Yeah. It was nothing. Somebody made that up. That was somebody's own poem that they decided to memorialize.
In the cold. Like some kid was taken clothes shopping.
Yeah.
Some Dermot was taken clothes shopping and decided to rebel in a cute little way.
Yeah, decided to commit that crime against meter and scansion.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah, line one, five syllables. Yeah. Line two, five syllables. Line three, 14.
Yeah, well, you can't erase when you're carving.
No.
You had to get it right.
Letters started all big, and it had to get small at the end.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's incredible. That's really good. I love it when I find shit like that. My favorite all-time graffiti. I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. Mm-hmm. Is in the dive bar that we went to when I was in my 20s, which was Thunder Thugs : Unbuckled. and I love the idea, like Thunder Thugs, Unbuckled.
I love the idea of the crew that need the subtitle.
Yeah. Like, and also just like, how do I join these Thunder Thugs?
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. Thunder Thugs, Unbuckled.
Is there a P.O. box where I need to mail a self-addressed envelope with my application?
I would like to get the trade magazine for the Thunder Thugs. Like,
God, I love the Thunder Thugs. Come on.
Yep. That probably doesn't. I mean, I never thought to Google that.
Ooh, I'm going to put a marker here.
Yeah, this might, it could be bad or good. Yeah, it does not look like it's not real.
Okay.
So I can buy the CryptoPunks original Polygon Thunder Thug.
Jesus fucking Christ.
If I want to, but I shan't.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was hoping that there would be like more like funny stuff at the Ford Museum. No, actually, it's just a real cool museum. It's super big, it was fun to walk around. Got to see like one of those real cool like prefabricated trailer diners,
Oh, nice.
Yeah, love those. Yeah. Love those things. Like a recreation of the original Holiday Inn.
Was there like a lot of stuff that like would have been interactive if it wasn't for COVID?
A little bit. That like there was some stuff that was kind of like that, but no, not really. The COVID restrictions really only affected the things that I was most interested in, so it was no big deal.
Yeah, laser targeted.
Yes, which COVID, whatever, I understand. I'm not going to resent it. It was still a good time.
I just would have liked to have sat in the Kennedy car.
I don't think you can do that. Although the Kennedy car did remind me, that this might have happened before we were doing Abject Suffering. We went to the Air Force Museum at Wright-Patterson,
mm-hmm.
Up in Dayton, and you ride a little bus over to another hangar that contains all of the old Air Force Ones. I'm not talking about the shoes, but like it is the actual planes that served as Air Force One. Including on the inside, like very bad mannequins of the presidents.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's real good.
That's the dream.
Yeah, but you get to walk in and go down the center corridor and see this is Air Force One. Including the Air Force One where Kennedy was stored. Where as they took him back and where Ford was sworn in, and you can see they had to put his casket in there, and there was no place that was like long enough for it, so like they still have like the cutaway, like they preserved the cut that they did so they could store him as they took him back to Washington.
Did they cut him or the coffin?
Oh, they cut him right in half. They had to stack him up in the overhead. No, they.
Yeah, I assume he's in the overhead compartment somehow.
No, they cut one of the room dividers, so he could be.
Oh,
there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's.
Oh, they cut the plane, not the president. That's
yes.
Weird.
Yeah.
One of those is still useful. Not very utilitarian.
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like not he's having. Done. It's not like he's having an open casket, man. Come on.
No. Well, yeah, totally. At this point, it's kind of like hail to the meat. You know, it's just kind of bone and beef, shaped like a president. You know.
Oh man!
No, no.
John Headloaf Kennedy. Yeah.
Yeah. just you gotta make a presidential cheese. Anywho, we should stop recording. We've been recording for a long time.
We have, yeah. It's been
a long
week.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, long week, long day.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
I hate that you introduced me to a tweenie.
Now you'll recognize them.
Yeah.
Somebody will show you a tweenie, or you'll see a tweenie on like a backpack, and now
yeah. And now I will know to run.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very, very scared.
Mm-hmm.
If people like the show, then go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah.
And you can leave ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict.
Please do. And come back next week, if and you can. We appreciate having you here. And until next time, watch out for Henry Ford's tweenie calibers.